Staff began administering the vaccine at noon inside the main student center. Reporters weren't allowed inside, but senior Jonathan Frankel says he had plenty of company when he got the shot.
There are a lot of people. It's crazy. It's crowded. They're getting people in and out very quickly, but it feels like everybody in the university is in that building right now.
Meningitis is a bacterial infection transmitted through close, constant contact, like kissing. Sometimes it's life-threatening. 8 people studying at or visiting Princeton have been diagnosed since March. Senior Julia Stoner's friend was one of them.
That scare alone was enough to warrant our consideration of the vaccine.
Stoner says the friend's doing fine now. She's avoiding the vaccine line for now, but plans to come back later in the week. The vaccine, the first for meningitis B, was approved for use in Europe and Australia earlier this year. Dr. Thomas Clark, head of the meningitis division at the Centers for Disease Control, has also been touring Princeton's campus, answering questions and holding meetings with students and faculty since Thursday. He says conversations with campus leaders started over the summer about importing the vaccine.
When transmission is sustained, that's when we think that vaccination will help protect students, prevent additional cases. And that's when we vaccinate.
Dr. Clark says the shot is like any other vaccine. Patients' arms might get sore for a bit, but he says it's shown to be very safe. Princeton's offering the shot through Thursday, but students will need to return for a booster shot in about 3 months. In Princeton, I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.